I'm delighted to say I'm joined now by Olympic legend Sir Steve Redgrave. Sir Steve, we're here in a quite fabulous Hyde Park Superstore. Tell us, why are we here and what is your role within these Olympic Games?
Well, certainly the reason they're here today is that the opening of the Megastore, which is absolutely fantastic, so you can buy all your merchandise down here. And I'm down here today as at the official ribbon cutter, and I'm one of the Visa ambassadors, so very nice to be part of this. And the store is absolutely amazing with all the stuff they've got, and I'm sure it's going to be a hive of activity over the next, well, I suppose 2 months, because it carries on till well into September after the Paralympics.
Certainly, and you've been involved with Visa for a number of years, and you're a Team Visa ambassador. Tell us, what does that mean? What is Team Visa, and what does your role encompass?
Well, I was invited out to Salt Lake as a guest of Visa, and from our discussions out there that we sort of started throwing these ideas around of Team Visa and a mentoring program. So of past athletes that of sort of our sporting greats from all around the world are taking on young athletes to give them an insight of what it's like to compete at the Games, to an insight of what it is to get the sort of best performance out of ability. So you don't have to be mentoring somebody in your own sport. And that sort of rung for two Olympics, Athens and Beijing. And it's slightly changed on 2012 for these Games. But it's a similar sort of a program that here in the UK, Team 2012 is sponsored by Visa, and so they're actually involved with every British athlete that will be competing at the Games is part of that process of getting them selected to the Games. So mentoring, giving them advice, and from my point of view, when we get to the Games, it's a great thing because I go around and watch them do their sports as well. So it's a great thrill for me as well.
Certainly, well, you're no stranger to the Olympics. I think that's an understatement. Five consecutive gold medal wins from 84 to 2000. Visa are now sponsoring the entire Team 2012. How much is that different from a few years ago when it was a much smaller group of people? They really are giving their backing to Team GB, aren't they?
No, definitely. It is obviously with the home games, with the profile that Visa would like, and also that the shortfall of finances there were for Team GB. Of being able to step in there and be the main sponsor of Team 2012 was a great for both sides. Great for Visa of the promotion and having the athletes on their books, so to speak, but also for the team as well, because it was the funds that needed to make sure that they're prepared and ready to race and hopefully do us proud in the next few weeks.
Because, you know, especially speaking to current athletes who say suddenly, you know, they get the sponsorship from Visa and it's a weight off their shoulders. It allows them to concentrate fully on their events. And, you know, we are aiming to produce our best ever medal haul in an Olympic Games at 2012. So the support they provide is key to Team GB's chances.
Very much so. I think what people don't realise, they're sort of all lump it into the same basket in some ways, but a huge amount of government money going into the infrastructure to the games, the setting up from that point of view. But actually Team GB itself is all private funded. It's the British Olympic Association that raised their money to send the athletes to the Olympic Games, and so they have to find the funds to be able to do that, to make sure that we can send a big team, a strong team, and hopefully a successful team as well. And so it's all about partnerships, and right the way through from Visa being a world partner of the Olympic Games, but they're very much involved with the community, very much involved with national Olympic bodies supporting athletes from that point of view. And it's really fantastic to see. And even to programs of involving young kids as well into sort of the Visa Olympic family, and so it's generations to come as well.
Yeah, as a mentor really for Team Visa and helping young athletes with the advice of your experience. I mean, it's not just a case of the financial support's incredibly important for an athlete, but they also need direction. That's where you're coming in. So how does that work?
Well, very much so. As Tanner Gray Thompson and myself, is that when you talk about Olympic and Paralympic Olympic history that we've seen a lot of games, we've been there, have seen it all, done it several times over. So that experience of handing that down, that's not saying that we know the answers to everything of the problems that the athletes have on the preparing, of how they'll feel in the games and dealing with the pressures that they'll be under. But certainly we've got a lot of advice to give from that point of view, and that it's been gratefully received, and all the meetings that we've had and been involved in the athletes, they're all very appreciative of the impact that we put into that, because of the respect from that. But certainly with Team Visa, with the finance that the athletes have as well, is that people think, oh no, professional athletes, they're all sort of well looked after from that point of view. But actually in the Olympic sports, there's probably one or two sports that have financial benefits from. Most of them still struggle on a day-to-day basis to prepare in the way that they need to be at the top of the games from the game. So it's real advice of what you're going to feel like on the morning of the games, what it's going to be like of having the pressure of competing for medals, even if some of the athletes have been to games before. But also it's about that financial security that they've been able to train for the last couple of years, knowing that the visa money has been behind them, backing them the right way through. And all the athletes that I've been involved over the last three games is that they're always part of the visa family. So we tend to try and look after some of the young ones, the ones that have got great potential but haven't been recognised worldwide yet. And then Nicole Cook was one of our first athletes back in Athens, and she was our first gold medal 4 years ago in Beijing. So even though she wasn't directly involved in us at that point, it's still a great thing to have, is that we had a helping hand to a success from that point of view. And there'll be many, many athletes that win medals this time that have had that sort of help from Tani, myself and other mentors from around the world as well.
Certainly, and of course Visa evolving over the years, both in their sponsorship and of course in their own technology, and introducing contactless pay stations across the Olympic venues. Just that technology, whether it be in sport or in business, it's so crucial, and it just continues to evolve.
Yeah, I was at a press conference out in Beijing, and Peter Ailes from Visa gave a little talk to everybody and said in 4 years' time we're going to have this payless technology, and how fantastic it's going to be. And I'm sitting there thinking, if that's going to be ready in time. And I've actually got my mobile phone in front of me, and I've already been into the mega store and paid for some goods, and by just using your mobile phone to be able to pay for things. And this will happen all around the games. It's more of showing the technology off this time. It isn't widely usable yet, just getting the handsets out there and from that point of view. But I suppose being a bloke and not having a man bag, and when you've got, everyone carries a mobile phone with them nowadays, and then you've got your wallet, you've got your loose change, you've got your car keys, you've got everything else that you sort of cram into your pockets. So to get rid of your wallet and to be able to use this technology is absolutely fantastic. And it's only the technology that's just coming in. But certainly in Rio in 4 years' time, I don't think it will just be around the Olympics. I think it will be part of our stable life, that we'll all be using our mobile phones from that point of view.
Okay, so Steve, like I said at the top of the interview, it's just over a fortnight to go now till the start of the London 2012 Games, a party we seem to be planning for 7 years now. Just firstly, how does it feel now that it's just a couple of weeks away and that it's going to be here in London? I mean, are you expecting these to be the best Olympic Games ever?
I'm almost guaranteed that the president of the IOC will stand up at the closing ceremony and say, these are the best games ever. I think these will be. I think that we've pushed the infrastructure forward in some ways. That the usable legacy from that point of view, I think, is going to be absolutely fantastic. Where you say we've been planning this for the last 7 years, I was involved in the bid, so 5 years before that as well. So there's been a lot of people putting a lot of time and effort in. A lot of them are volunteers basis of that, and I remember when I was asked at the end of 2000 if I would get involved in the bid process, I'm thinking 2012, because that seems so long away, and now we're 15 days away. I can't believe that it's coming around, and there's been the countdown process to it all, and you think, yeah, no, it'll come, and then suddenly it's here, and it'll be upon us. Like the last 2 weeks, the games will start and it will all go very, very quickly.
From not just London, but the country's point of view, it's going to be a fantastic way to showcase just where England is at the moment, where Great Britain is at the moment.
No, definitely. I think that I've been excited about it for a very long time, and obviously almost my full life's history I've been involved around the games of some sort. And I think what really makes a huge impact, and I've seen it in other countries, is that when the torch comes into the country and that starts going around, and there's a lot of excitement of that. I actually did a leg with the torch 2 days ago, and that was a lot of fun at Henley. I saw Claire Balding last night, who did a leg yesterday, and she was just absolutely thrilled to do it. I think what LOCOG have been able to do really well from that point of view is the torch that that we're using has a gas cylinder in. That's been the sort of the standard thing for the last few games. But they can actually take the gas cylinder out there and then. The previous two games I've been carried a leg of the torch is that you get your torch back, but it has to be sent away. They've got to take the gas cylinder. It takes a couple of months before you get it, and it loses its bit of impact. And you go around the streets where the torch has been going around, and there's people walking around with their torches. So the thousands of people that have been coming out to see the torch come past are now getting to touch it, now to be able to feel it, getting their photograph with it. I think of a single marketing ploy, that has been the absolutely fantastic. Whoever came up with that idea, congratulations to them from that point of view, because it's made so much of a difference of people's interest to the whole process.
And just finally, from a Team GB point of view and Paralympics GB point of view, how do you see the teams performing this summer?
Well, home games is that our teams, whoever has a host team, normally performs better. I think during the history, you can look back, and there's only been one games that hasn't been the case, and that was 1948. But there were reasons for that. We staged the games very late because it was supposed to go to Athens and they couldn't do it, so it came here. But we have got our best prepared team ever. I think that we've got more sports with more chances than ever before. I think that we will be well up the medal table. We're not going to compete with America and China. We're always looking for fourth place. But the Russians haven't been performing as well as they have been in previous years. So there may be a very slim chance of pipping them for third place. But our core sports of sailing, rowing and cycling will still be our core sports. But athletics have got a number of good chances. Swimming's got excellent chances. We're favourites in... there's only two gold medals in triathlon and we're favourites for both of them. That all the sports are stepping up to the mark, and I think that our athletes are going to do us really proud.